College Special Call Meeting, Thursday, July 26, 2018, to order. The reason for the meeting is to approve a few purchase orders, and then we have a committee meeting afterward. If there's any questions about any of this, please ask.
I'm sweating.
Excited to be here, huh?
I am, I'm excited.
Ask you guys to approve purchase order 8687 for Ultra Shore Systems Trench and Shoring Services for $3,860.
What'd they do?
The trench box.
That trench box that we...
That's the rest of it to make it the side we need.
Yeah. Just to make it...
I guess we finally did get that uncovered, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
I figured we did.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made in second, is there any discussion? Not call the robe, start Randall left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Item two, approve, purchase order of 8685 for the tanker repair to Volunteer International Regional issued, what's a $4,500 purchase order, is emergency purchase order. Let me get a motion, I'll explain.
Motion.
Second.
Motion made in second, is there any discussion? A while back, Ryan thinks that we got some, bad diesel. Y'all remember that?
Where did they get it? Anytime, someplace they get it.
Diesel. And it jailed up in the line and in the filter and the injectors. And they had to put new cups in the injectors. And they went down, they had a fire call. And went down and started the truck to leave, and it didn't run. It started, but then it went dead. The newest truck that we had.
That the one we got was refurbished?
Yes.
Okay.
And the guy said he had not seen one that bad, jailed up with diesel,
sort of jailed up before?
We don't think so, because there were some issues when some things were changing a while back, and when they changed hands and everything, and it started from there, and it kind of went forward from there. They thought that they had it straightened out because they were driving it a little more often, but it was so far, so jailed up and everything, they couldn't get it cleaned out by driving and everything.
That's what the guy that volunteered said what was wrong with it?
Right here's all the bills that had 200 and something codes in it.
Can I look at that?
Yes, sir.
I'm just doing it because my throat's dry.
Thank you.
Well, if you decide you want one, you can welcome to it.
I appreciate it.
Ooh, that's
look at that thing.
I signed yours, didn't I?
Everybody in here did. Fred's going to have to re-sign it because he didn't make a mess.
When they refurbish a vehicle, what do they do to it?
They don't do anything to the motor. I asked that question last time.
Okay.
And what they do is the pumps, the valves, the anything that is actually wrong with it to bring it back up to what it is. When there's one that's got 167,000 miles on it, it's got 167,000 miles on it.
How many miles was on that?
Thank you.
I don't remember. It wasn't a whole lot.
Is there over 100,000 miles in it?
I honestly don't remember.
214,000.
214,000? Okay. What? Well, then...
That's kind of where we was at when we started talking about that other truck, about buying refurbished and all that kind of stuff. You know, we're talking about, you know, being 135,000.
And they don't, well, really, if they don't fool with the truck and you're just buying a chassis, they didn't really do nothing to it, did they? I mean, that's...
They redone our stuff. See, we bought the chassis. They redone the pumps and the valves.
Heavy pumps on it.
You bought a plane. When they furbished it, you put your tanker on
it. Right.
They painted it and all. I mean, it was
already, but still, the refurbished.
I don't think they refurbished it. It's just a used truck, huh?
Just a used truck. Okay, because most of that stuff is...
This is a maintenance job that was waiting to happen, what that was.
Yeah, because I've been buying diesel fuel up here. That's the only place I get it in my truck, and I haven't had a bit of problems.
Now,
Knock on wood.
We haven't had any problems in a long time.
Well.
But it was back when it was changed over was when we had the issue. There was a few other people that had the same issue.
Oh, man. Can't come in here at 6 o'clock.
I haven't.
Josh White.
You can.
6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
it is what it is, but
I don't think he could
answer. Which one is coming at 7? Well, it is what it is,
hey,
but I don't.
Come here, Jay. Hang on, let me pull this back.
Just slap it.
I would
take
your fingers.
Hey, it's good,
bro. Over the.
With it being that it was going to be a week and a half, or better for parts to come in and be fixed and everything, you know, I went ahead and authorized the emergency purchase.
We're
going to
be here a while. If you want another one,
so if we had had a, fire in out of the county,
out in the county,
or not out in the county, but outside our
in the fire
people that. People that pay for their,
right.
We've been in trouble.
Well, yes.
Or we could have been.
Right.
Sued.
Because we don't know who's coming and who's not.
They wouldn't have been sued. It's just they had mutual aid tankers a lot quicker.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah.
You know.
Things happen, though.
Switch with you. We got to sign it down.
We couldn't have been held responsible. I think with the truck unable to respond. But it's fixed. It's fixed
right.
And running good now.
It's in service. It's ready to go.
Okay.
These are good, aren't they?
They're not bad. And, you know, it could have quit on the way there.
Yeah, it could.
I've heard commercial. I've never had one. I'd like to look at that before we vote.
I'm going to let it pass around.
'Cause
just right off the top of your head, it just sounds big, you know, the price.
Yes, sir, it does.
The biggest part was the injectors, and that's normal on any of the diesels.
Well, they had the injectors and everything, and while they had it opened up, they said, look, you need to go in and replace all of them.
Thank you.
Replace part of them and everything, because you're just wasting money.
Right.
So,
Jackson. That's just like on diesel. One battery goes down and replace both of them. You don't replace one of them.
The newest one.
So,
for the refurbished one.
But there's 200 and some thousand.
The tanker,
miles
the one we put the tanker on. We
replaced
the
to be done.
Injectors.
We replaced that truck to make it up the hill. At the gut deal, but they went off somewhere.
Y'all excuse me, I just got back from the doctor's appointment.
What did he tell you?
Well, I got a good report.
Good.
It kept me from having to go to Nashville.
I still ain't no better living.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
I said, you still ain't no better looking.
You're right.
I thought I was real good looking.
Well, see, there you go thinking.
He needs to get his glasses checked, don't he?
Any more discussion about...
You need to go to eye doctor.
Any more discussion about volunteering the national purchase order?
No, sir.
Colorado, start with Jeff. Go right.
Aye. Now, what is the motion?
Pay the bill.
We don't pay that bill.
He didn't read it.
Pay this bill.
To pay that bill.
To repair the truck. Aye.
Motion carried. last one is a budgeted item. If you'll look at that, it says original budgeted amount was $2,000. It's the chainsaw type. Cutter. Explain it.
It's a pipe cutter. We have trouble with anything over a 6-inch pipe being able to cut the pipe completely in two in the ditch and everything with what we got. And a lot of times you're limited on room that you can actually get in there and make a cut. And this right here is basically, it kind of looks like a chainsaw, but it's got a special blade on it that'll cut through your ductile iron, your cast iron, your clay tile. You know, it'd cut anything we need and everything.
It's got a round blade on it, doesn't it?
No, it's like a chainsaw. It'd be like a chainsaw, so you can just go right through it. The one we got now has got the round blade on it.
That's for concrete, though, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what it's mainly made for.
Okay.
But and that's why
you got to use what you got to work with.
Okay.
That's why you guys decided back during budget time that you was going to purchase one of these type of saws.
We talked about this about 4 months ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you wanted to purchase it because the other ones are dangerous. With the kickbacks and everything.
What do we do with the other one?
We still got it. We're going to keep it. I mean, we're still going to use it for concrete and stuff like that.
Smaller stuff.
Right.
Really, that ain't that bad. You're getting an extra blade. That's $600. So that,
right.
I mean, it's not, you didn't figure that in your original
right.
price. So.
That's really cheap.
Well, if you notice, my math is wrong.
I was just fixing to call you out. What's that?
The total is wrong. The total is $3,199.
Yeah.
You were looking forward to that, weren't you?
Got his stir before I get something said on it.
Randy and them have a place that they're fixing to dig up and do, and he'd like to have this when they go do it.
Who do you buy it from?
We found, when we first started looking at them and everything, that Steel made one. It's a little dab cheaper, but I'm afraid it's just a retrofit from a chainsaw.
Okay.
But Tyler got online and found this place in Memphis and everything. It's kind of specialized in these type tools and everything. And he done the leg work on it, and I'm sorry I didn't follow up on it, but I feel like the same thing that him and Steven, when they looked at it, they feel like that this will be, for the little bit more money, we're probably getting something that's actually
better, more
designed for that particular, instead of a retrofit.
The reason I was asking, if we had a problem with it, you got somewhere you can send it to have them repair it, service, or isn't there that much to...
Well, it's just kind of a two-cycle engine and everything.
Just like a chainsaw or something?
Right.
Need a motion. To issue a P.O.
Yeah.
Make a motion to issue a P.O. for the saw.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion?
No, you didn't.
if the motor goes bad, is it shot, or can you take the housing off and put it on a different one, or how does that thing work? You don't know.
I don't know.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I don't know. I would think that there would be parts available to rebuild, and
shouldn't have a problem really for.
I mean, the saw we got right now is a two-cycle engine and
still runs.
Yeah, it still runs, and it's been around there ever since I've been around here. It looked like it's been around a few years
before then.
What's the warranty on? What would be the warranty on this?
A year, everything.
Everything's a year.
Right.
So it was possibly something that we could, after a year, that we could get somebody local to work on.
I'm sure we could. You might have to
especially if you use
buy the parts online or go back to the people we bought from to buy parts. But I mean, it's a two-cycle engine.
Yeah.
We could find somebody.
You got some good mechanics down there, so that it, okay. That's
well, okay.
Yeah.
Any more discussion?
No, sir.
Call the
roast
up, Robert.
Go left.
Aye.
Aye.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.